An Italian magistrate today ordered 25 people in Naples be put under house arrest in connection with the city's garbage scandal. One of them is the city's police chief. This follows the arrest of 53 others, including government officials and alleged mobsters. Investigators are trying to find out how organized crime has monopolized Naples' garbage collection and disposal system. Not that there's been any collection and disposal in Naples since late last year. The city's streets are clogged with thousands of tons of trash. The world's Jerry Haddon has more.
Fires have been lighting up the night skies over Naples of late. They're trash fires. Fed-up residents have taken to burning the putrid garbage that's clogging their streets and attracting rats and potentially disease. The hot Italian summer has already started, and the situation is grim. But the solution is much more complicated than just trucking the trash away. Prime Minister Berlusconi tried that over the weekend. His government announced it would turn a local stone quarry into an emergency dump. Residents rioted. Protesters say they don't want any more dumps in the area. Berlusconi's response, Rome is going to deal with this problem one way or another. All garbage dumps and incinerators are now being protected by the army. Berlusconi says he'll have Naples clean within 2.5 years. Naples' trash problem started 15 years ago. The government says the local organized crime syndicate, the Camorra, has long controlled all aspects of waste disposal, from the trash cans to the incinerators. Naples Environment Commissioner Walter Ganapini says the trash started to pile up when the government tried to clean up the corruption. The government also has found an environmental disaster.
La Camorra sta...
He says the Camorra has left us a terrifying legacy. They have brought in thousands of tons of toxic industrial waste from the north, and they've dumped it untreated in the countryside. It's a crime, he says, that brings in huge profits. Environmental groups fear that toxins could start leaching into the local drinking water. Environmentalist Francesco Pascal calls it an ecological time bomb.
Here they found a lot of toxic and special waste. Heavy metals and other things.
Berlusconi has appointed a so-called trash czar, the country's ninth, to spearhead the trash cleanup. But he has much to contend with. For starters, there's just one incinerator in the greater Naples region, and it's still under construction. Building was halted because of alleged mob ties to the project. In a bid to break the mob's hold on the garbage industry once and for all, yesterday, Italian police announced they'd arrested 53 members of the Camorra and seized millions of dollars in assets. The government is hoping the crackdown will discourage future rioting. The move also comes as pressure from Italy's neighbors increases. The European Union is suing Italy for violating environmental and health laws. That could lead to stiff fines, on top of a problem that has already cost the country hundreds of millions of dollars. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon.